stop trying to figure out and just let him figure out. And the scripture tells us how to figure it out, tells us how to do it. We just got to be obedient to it. You know, we live in a culture that celebrates a lot of stuff. They celebrate a bunch of things. They celebrate youth. They celebrate anything you could think of. Anything to throw a party, the world wants to celebrate. But the one thing they really neglect to push is, what about honoring our elders with the wisdom and age that comes with them? What about that? What about throwing a party for that, like we did today? And this is small. This is nothing. But the scripture tells us, God tells us how to honor our elders. And in Exodus 20:12, it even tells us, they might not be your parent, biological, but the scripture tells you we should honor them as mom and dad. And I was just thinking, I was going to try to make it a little funny, but, you know, because I see all their family, most of their family, I see a lot of their grandkids and sons and daughters. And then you got this Bayou boy that came here when he was just 16 years old and treated me just like a son. Every last one of these sitting right here, and those that was here before them, that's no longer with us. But I was like, man, I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed to be part of these elders right here. In Exodus 20:12, because I want to treat them like that. I want to treat them like they're, you know, like just like the scripture tells us to treat them. Honor them like they're your mom and your dad. Pastor said, you have something to say? I said, yeah, I can say a little bit. But I think he was hinting at me all week long, talking about how he was going to throw it on me. So I was prepared a little bit. I know him a little bit. Exodus 12:20. It says, respect your father and your mother. Why? So that your days are prolonged upon the soil which Yehovah your Elohim is giving you. If you don't want to live long, then this is not for you. But if you want your days to be prolonged, it says respect them, honor them. How you honor them? When they first walked in. When they walk in, we should stand up and go meet them, shake their hand, greet them, hug them, kiss them, tell them how much we appreciate them. Yes. It's not just, you know, sit back and they got to come to you. No, the scripture tells you what to do. It says you stand up, you rise when they enter the door. You rise, you go greet them. It says it's not an optional. It's not an option. God doesn't say in his word, you know, it's a command. He said he commands us to honor them. Yes. Not just the first one through, I mean, the 10 that we know. There's plenty that we don't know. And here's one of them. It says honor them. He didn't suggest it. He made it a commandment. And you see that it says you cannot claim to honor God while dishonoring those he placed in your life. You can't say I'm honoring him when you can't honor the one, the elders that's sitting right here before in front of us. And even the one in the audience. We don't know them personally, but I'm pretty sure some of us do. We honor them too. You don't. They're a child of God, just like these sitting right here in front of us. The same ones. And also it's an act of reverence towards Elohim. Leviticus 19:32. Leviticus 19:32, it says, rise up before the gray-headed. And you shall favor the face of an old man and shall fear your Elohim. I am Yehovah. And that fear means reverence. It's to reverence God, to reverence him. And so what he's saying, he says, you can't say you're reverencing me if you're not reverencing them who I placed in, you know, that y'all see every day. Y'all with them every day. Y'all see them. And he tells us also to take wise counsel from them. It says the elders carry God-given wisdom. Job 12:12 and Proverbs 16:31. I'll read Proverbs. It says, gray hair is a crown of adoring. It is found in the way of righteousness. He who is patient is better than the mighty, and he who rules over his spirit than he who takes a city. So what he's saying is the gray hair, it says, that's an indicator. Well, I say it's an indicator. Young people have gray hair too, so it's not really an indicator. But it says how we should, you know, that they have wisdom. It's a lot of wisdom. And, you know, some of our men, I say the men because the women speaks a lot. Our elderly men, they kind of quiet. Sometimes, I guess Brother Scott must, him and his father-in-law, when you live by them, there's a different story. But, you know, they don't say much. But there's when they do say, you're like, man, I felt that. I felt it. I being around Papa, when we was hunting, when I hunted with him that year, it's just the little things. You don't. It might not mean a lot to somebody who never met him or never been around him, but when he says something, it's a lot of wisdom in there, a lot of wisdom. That goes for all three of the men and the women. I'm not excluding them either, but I guess you kind of want to point to the men because you talk to them a lot more than when you talk with the women. But there's the wisdom that does come from these, and it's wisdom not only in scripture, but it's wisdom in life, mostly. You know, it's like what not to do. I've been there quite a few times probably. The scripture tells us to learn from them. Proverbs 1:8. How you learn from them? You spend time with them. You talk to them. You get to know them. You go sit by their house or drink coffee or whatever. I mean, that's not nothing I do on a regular basis, but it's something probably we should do. But that's how you learn from them. You go find out. Pick their brain. Tell them. I ask them. Say, look, I'm dealing with this. What about this? And I'm pretty sure you might get a joke out of Papa Stopper, but it's going to be, it's a joke, but he's serious. He might say it funny, but he mean it. You got to understand when what's coming from, where it's coming from. Yeah, it's out of here. Because there's blessings attached to honoring our elders. We read that just a little while ago. You got long life. You get stronger families. Greater wisdom. And most important, you got God's favor. You got God's favor when you're honoring the elders. Because that's what he tells you to do. He says, if you want favor, honor them. You want wisdom, honor them. Couple more things and then I'll turn it over to Pastor. It says, serve elders first when food or drinks are being shared. And if walking together, allow them to lead and walk beside you rather than ahead. Pray for elders, encourage them, and express gratitude for their service and wisdom. What that mean? What you mean? Pray for them and express gratitude for their service and wisdom. Because listen, basically, you're looking at the foundation for every last one of us that's in here. These are our foundation. They laid this foundation for us. They laid the path for us to walk. So how we don't want to get their wisdom, because they can tell you, don't go this way, go this way, stay this way, look this way, do this, do that. Speak softly and calmly, and avoid interrupting or raising your voice when an elder is speaking. As a whole list of things the things we should do when we're around them, and how do you respect them? You involve thoughtful words, proper action, a humble attitude. And it's this one, I'll end with this one right here. It says, submit to spiritual leadership of elders. supporting them in their decision, and publicly ministered as advised. And you can see that in Hebrews 13:17 and 1 Thessalonians 5:17.